President Trump is set to host a global summit next year where the invitation could be, why don't you just come over to my place? I'm David Brancaccio. The Constitution, to paraphrase, says to U.S. presidents, thou shalt not use your position to make profits, foreign or domestic. But does global branding through product placement count? The White House has announced that it's chosen President Trump's Doral Resort in Florida to host next year's summit of the Group of Seven leaders. Washington Post finance reporter Jonathan O'Connell writes about the Trump Organization. Mr. O'Connell, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So the White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says this Doral Resort that'll host this summit will do it at cost. That implies no profit. So what's anyone worried about?
Sure. I mean, when the G7 starts, it's going to be broadcast on television stations literally around the world. You will have the most powerful men and women in the world, the leaders of some of the biggest countries, all appearing at Trump's Doral Resort. And that's the sort of advertising that you really can't, you couldn't buy if you were a competitor. And, who knows what the value of that will be down the road. The other thing is, Mr. Mulvaney was very, very thin on details in all aspects of his announcement yesterday. So we have not seen anything in terms of hard numbers about how much the Trump Organization will be charging taxpayers and charging other countries for their stay at Doral. And until we do, I'm very skeptical that the Trump Organization won't be making any money off this.
Yeah, he suggested that those numbers might not even be forthcoming.
Right. So, I mean, we normally, when the government issues a contract of any kind, it hires somebody to mow the lawns or hire whatever it is, there is a contract online that you can go see, and you can see who the bidders are for it in some cases. And you can see what the specifications are or qualifications for somebody who wants to get that contract. There are lots of rules around government contracting.
And Jonathan, you've noted that the president has a closer financial relationship to this particular Doral Resort than he might to some other Trump Organization properties?
Yeah, that's right. A lot of Trump's hotels are properties that that he did not build, that he manages in some cases, or in some cases, it's just his brand that is affiliated with them. Doral is very, very different. Doral is a property that Mr. Trump purchased for $150 million. He borrowed very, very heavily to acquire it, and he still carries that debt. So it's, that property needs to perform in order for him to continue making those debt payments.
Now, neither you nor I are constitutional lawyers, but I guess we can read. There's a bit in the U.S. Constitution that says the president can't profit personally from stuff he does in office. That's the issue here.
Right. There are two parts of the Constitution that potentially this year, the emoluments clauses, emolument being a gift or payment from another government to the president, and those gifts or payments are barred by the Constitution. The trick about the emoluments clause is that no court has ever ruled what an emolument actually is. So there are a number of lawsuits that have been filed against the president and are sort of winding their way through the federal court system. But he's been very successful, Mr. President Trump, in sort of blocking those lawsuits at this point. And the Justice Department attorneys are working on his behalf there. And so far, none of the cases have reached the point where a judge has declared whether he is or is not violating the Constitution. And even if he were, what the remedy would be. Would he have to sell his property? Would he have to stop accepting business from other governments? So we're probably months at a minimum away from really learning whether the president is violating an emoluments clause or not.
Jonathan O'Connell covers finance at the Washington Post. Thank you so much for this.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Let us check the markets. The Dow is down 30 points, a tenth percent. The S&P 500 is down just slightly. The NASDAQ is down a point. The 10-year Treasury yield is down at 1.76%. Now, some of this is China, where it was announced today that economic growth in the summer to fall quarter was only 6% higher than the same period a year earlier. For China, that is worrisome. Here's the chief economist at FTN Financial, Christopher Lowe.
It is cause for concern. And one thing is it is the slowest growth since the early 1990s. Another is that per capita GDP in China is a lot lower than the U.S. They are still catching up in terms of living standards. And of course, the third reason to be concerned is that China is a primary engine of global growth. And if you're worried about the possibility of global recession, then slower growth in the second biggest economy is another thing to add to the list of things to worry about.
All right, that is FTN financial economist Christopher Lowe. Thank you very much. Coca-Cola stock is up 1.7% right now after its profits today beat expectations. The smaller soda cans are working, and Coke Zero Sugar has been popular. And despite concerns about American sugary diets, soda with sugar is still selling well.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's like the makeup people in department stores handing out freebies. Then you are hooked. Variety is reporting that Disney is teaming up with China's Tencent to put out a new Star Wars novel and release 40 older novels in electronic form for free. The new novel will feature Chinese characters. First of all, the free will only last a week. Secondly, the person who's been drafted to write the new novel is one of the best pen names ever, I think. He calls himself His Majesty the King. It's his nom de plume. Why all of this? While there are Chinese fans, Star Wars currently is not huge in China. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.